All right. Okay, we are getting started today on November 21st at 2 p.m. We are starting our SHAC meeting number one. We're just welcoming all of our committee members, and we're going to talk a little bit about what is SHAC, which SHAC is a school health advisory counselor. It's a group appointed by the school district to serve at the district level. Members of the SHAC come from different areas of the community and from within the school district. SHACs assist the districts in ensuring the local community values are reflected in health education instruction. Additionally, SHACs play an important role in strengthening the connection between health and learning. They can help parents and community stakeholders reinforce the knowledge and skills children need to stay healthy for a lifetime. So, my name is Tanya Drake. I'm the district nurse.
Kayla Andrews, life skills teacher and parent.
Macy Montalvo, middle school counselor.
Tiffany Berry, SHAC
member. Garrett Bell, middle school PE coach.
Bailey Marks, district athletic trainer.
Kaylee Ripley, ECC parent and elementary parent.
Amanda McKillop, intermediate parent and elementary parent.
Marcy Beck, principal at the intermediate.
Amy Hodges, counselor at the high school.
Charlotte Hesse, counselor at the high school.
Jared Newman, middle school parent.
All right, so we were going to do a recap of last year, but I'm going to move that to the end because I wanted Coach Vail on one of our focus items to go ahead and tell us about the fitness gram, what we do in middle school, and then when Coach Ramsey gets here in a little bit, she'll talk about at the intermediate.
Okay.
Tell us what's going on. Come on, whatever you want to do.
All right. The fitness gram is kind of like the mission is to empower educators, students, and families with comprehensive fitness assessment tools and insight data, fostering a culture of health and well-being. Kind of a couple things that we measure at the middle school is an aerobic capacity test with a 20-meter pacer test. They're running back and forth. A body composition where we measure their PMI with the weight and height. And then strength, we do push-ups and curl-ups, and flexibility, we do a trunk lift and a back saver sit and reach stretch. A little bit about it. The equipment we have, I think last year was it Shaq that provided? I know Doug Drake got us a two scales that does the height and the weight for us, and then also the sit and reach platforms that really helped out with getting that kind of data to put in. We do use, I forgot the exact website it is that you put it on there, and it's like a statewide where, and it, I think anybody who has their name in there can access it and look and see what their scores were. Some stuff that we could possibly get to help it, like measurement wise, is they have a trunk lift tester that you lay down and it'll measure the trunk lift. Right now we just kind of put a ruler and eyeball it, so this will give us an exact one. And then there are some little safe fit they're called crunch strips to make sure that they're going the right distance on the sit-ups, and there's two different sizes. There's a 3-inch for fifth grade and lower, and a 4.5-inch for sixth grade and up to make sure they're doing their curl-ups correct. But we use it to kind of help students set goals and talk to them about, you know, fitness goals, health goals, and also gets us introduced into our health triangle for just focus on overall health with the mental, physical, and social health kind of all combining and kind of use it as a tool throughout the year.
So do you, do you do something at the beginning of school and then do something at the end of school, like to compare, like if they...
The measurements come at the end of school. Mm-hmm. We'll do it periodically throughout the year just to kind of say, hey, let's do this, see where you're at, set goals, and try to get, you know, improvement and... set goals and you can show them growth, that mm-hmm. really helps with their kind of mental of seeing that, hey, I can achieve little things.
What happens like if a student like is really struggling or something, like they didn't do well at this or something, are the, did the parents get notified or anything, or how does that work?
I would have to look into that a little bit more.
Okay. I think that that's something that Ms. Ponzik, we were talking about seeing if there was a way that an email could go out to a parent or something, like, you know, we did the fitness gram and this didn't, I guess they didn't score where they were supposed to or something. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we could have something like that. And Ms. Ponzik, I think, is like looking into that. But I didn't know if y'all had anything that y'all actually did.
If y'all do that, I would really add in the impact of physical fitness on anxiety and depression.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's just such a big thing in behavior disorders, ADHD, like all the stuff. I mean, just more and more evidence that the more physically active you are, the better a lot of those things get.
Right.
So that would just, I mean, I don't want to make it too crazy, but it's not just about, we want your kid to be in sports or something.
Right,
it's
yes.
About, mm-hmm. That is part of your
being just healthy, just wellness, a healthy child. You know? Yeah, wellness.
We had something like when I was in school where they mailed it out to the parents.
Yes, and that's
so, like,
what me and Miss Rena,
yeah. And then they would mail the results out and it would show you, like, you know, when you go to the doctor, you do your height and weight percentile, like, it will show you where you line up with other students in the state. Mm-hmm. And it'll tell you, like, okay, you know, satisfactory, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Colleen, I think that.
Yeah, I think that's what we were talking about.
It's just a great
yeah.
chance, I
yeah.
think, to say it's more than just about,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
can you
mm-hmm.
do a crunch? Like,
right.
Not that that's not important.
You're right.
But, you know, it impacts your overall health. And
right.
Well-being. Yes.
Definitely. Did y'all, anybody have any questions for Coach Bill? No.
I'd like a picture of you measuring.
Yes, yeah. So he, I told him to sort of, that's part of the Shaq. Something that Shaq can do is take it to the school board and say, hey, you know, they're really needing this equipment that would really help them in the fitness gram, sort of like when you needed the scales. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to go and get that and stuff. So I told him to make us a list of some things that would help them. So he did that, and that'll be something, if we agree as a group or something, that we could say, go to the school board and say, hey, this is something that the fitness gram, that they need this equipment, and see if they would okay it, kind of thing. So thank you so much. Coach Ramsey, you want to talk to us about your kids on fitness grams?
Yes.
Coach Phil, it's up to you if you want to stay or if you want to go on, whatever you want to do. You're good.
I'll go to the
yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I brought some of the, like, did you talk about your TIA stuff? Is that what, or no, just the fitness gram in general?
I did not talk about the TIA.
TIA,
no.
Yeah.
But,
but
you can. You
yeah,
can.
Yeah, we're both using the fitness gram.
That, yes, yeah.
As part of our TIA.
And so some people in here might not know what that is. So explain what that is.
Allotment. So it's where you can get extra money. Yep, teachers doing it, I guess. Kayla got it.
Yeah, there's three levels,
yeah.
And depending on student progress and overall campus progress and different things like that, you can get one of the three levels, and
yes.
then you get a payout at the very end of the year.
Yeah.
So you're being recorded, so just letting you know that, because you weren't here. So you're being recorded, and this goes on our website, so we want that TIA, we want somebody that maybe is listening
teacher
to this recording can
yes.
know what that is. Okay.
Yes.
And so I think we use the portfolio profile of it, and so we have four different
sections
that we kind of created, and we used two of them that were from the fitness gram. Did you use the pacer test?
Pacer push-up, and then we created a health test and a nutrition test through Eduphoria that the kids do for us. And so we do a pre-test and a post-test. And so I like us doing the pre-test and post-test, because then the kids have goals that they're working on throughout the year, and they try to better their scores in the pacer and push-ups, and of course on their test they do on the Eduphoria. So it's also talking about goal setting and how we set goals and working through that.
Good. Do you have any data that you want to share or anything, or how did your kids do from last year?
From last year?
Yeah, like.
So okay, I'll be honest. My fifth grade group that I did TIA with last year, they started out really strong, and then at the end of the year, when April, May comes around, like, they don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
They don't care, and they just want to go on to the next thing, or So you have to like have incentives for them to work hard and better their scores because they can do it. It's the matter of if they will do it for you.
So is there any anything that we could put in for you, like that you would need that would help you? Or do you have all the equipment that you need? And
yeah, for my good testing stuff, I do.
Okay. Yeah. What about on your incentives? What do you do for incentives?
Well, I'm going to have to think, brainstorm, and see what I'm going to do this year. I did, like, nothing last year.
So if you can think of something that you feel like that might be something that we could bring up to the school board to help you, like, hey, here's some stuff to get for incentives, let us know.
Okay.
And then we could work on that.
Cheap little
pedometer. Yeah, something, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which they would love that.
Yeah.
They would think that's the coolest thing ever.
How many steps they can take. That
would uh-huh.
Especially when they're running the PACER test. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Might have to take them back. Like if it's, yeah, maybe if it's like, oh, you wear it while you're
while
doing
you're
it. Because my kids will lose them one day.
Yeah.
But if you kept it and then
you
they were able to put it on, that'd be
some awards on who's walked,
yeah,
who's got the most
who's
steps.
Got the
who's
got
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all have any questions for Coach Ramsey? No. Thank you so much,
yes,
for coming and telling us all this.
Sorry.
You're good. I know that y'all have to get back, so that's why I wanted to start with y'all.
Okay.
We're going to skip down just a little bit and go to Mrs. Beck because we talked about we have been brainstorming with a Mr. Mert, which is a medical emergency response team. She has done this at Belton, where she was the principal at Belton. And so we've been getting together and sort of coming up with the plan, and we're trying to do it at every single school. So we have like an emergency response team that somebody's grabbing the bag. Someone is CPR certified. So I'm going to let you explain it all.
So the medical emergency response team is really set up so that on every campus, you have a group of people that if something happens, you call that team,
yeah,
and they go wherever the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people that are CPR trained. You have people that know how to use the AED, how to do all of that. Someone comes and they're the person who's taking all the notes about what's happening. So let's say you had a seizure. That person's on it. They're counting. They're taking stuff down, so they've got all the notes. If you were to have to call 911 or anything like that, you have people who can come, and if you've got somebody that needs medication, that person has already been trained on where's the medication, bring the medication, come to the location, things like that. We had, and you can call a Mr. Mert for really any emergency, but truly things like seizures. We had a student who hung their finger in a piece of equipment on our playground a month or so ago, and that was a prime situation where if we'd had a Mr. Mert, everything would have come to that location immediately, and we would not have lost any time on making decisions on what to do. Who do we need to get here? Do we call 911? Do we call parents? What do we have? What equipment do we, I mean, all those things. And so that is really when it became very evident that's really a critical team to have, because if you don't have all those people who kind of know what to do and the kind of processes to take, then you're just going to be lucky if you make the right decisions or get things there on time. Same way with, we then had a kiddo with a compound fracture. That's a kiddo we should not have moved to the building. We should have moved to that kid. So that you didn't have any risk of maybe making the fracture worse, things like that. A Mr. Mert team really allows you to put a group of people in place that at any moment could be called and they can go, and everything else about the business on the campus can take place. When you call a Mr. Mert, you immediately go into a hold so that you stop people from moving all over the place. So if you had a kiddo that was having a seizure, you don't need people in the hallway. And so you kind of protect that person who's in a situation where they're needing help, that it can be embarrassing or you can be having a panic attack, any of those things. And so it's an automatic, this is what you do. When you hear Mr. Mert, these people go, they know what to bring. You go into a hold, everybody stays where they're supposed to, so you're not impeding any of the problems and things like that. So we were just talking about that's something that we could easily put together. It takes some training, but it's not huge amounts of training. But we're already taking care of getting people on my team CPR certified tomorrow. We already have people in place that are going to cover. If you have your CPR people have to leave and they typically have students, then we already have replacement people who know. If I hear Mr. Mert, I'm going to this classroom and that classroom because those people are going to a situation. So we've just kind of been working together to duplicate that. And I think we're going to start it on my campus right away, and then we'll branch out. I think it's what y'all plan for the district.
Yeah, and even like when she is talking about the student that had a it was an arm, wasn't it? Broken arm?
Yeah, broken arm.
Okay. So, and it wasn't like that teacher was doing anything wrong by moving them. They just didn't know. Like, they thought, I need to get this person to the nurse's office. And then Mrs. Beck seen them and said, no, stop right there. You know, she could see that the child is all in a lot of pain and stuff like that. And so, it's not like anybody's doing anything wrong. It's just that we're going to have a better situation that we go to them instead of them coming to us,
and
you know, the MERT
team. If you're ever in an emergency like that, it is not fun to feel like you're the only person there and you're trying to make some decisions. Mm-hmm. And so just by having that team and you know you're not going to take care of something alone, really is, it just makes everything go much more smoothly because everybody just kind of brings each other down and you're there in support and you feel like you've got things to take care of. One of the other things is it allows the nurse to leave and go to the situation because you train somebody else to go into the nurse's office to take care of any kids that might need medication.
Or if there's a child in there right there, that nurse can still leave.
With them so that they don't have to worry either about, well, now I'm gonna leave my office to go out here and that kind of thing. So it really puts people in all the right places and people don't have to worry about those peripheral things so that you can really be.
And the few times that we've had to call an ambulance for at Academy ISD, I have never seen an ambulance get here, I mean, any sooner than 20 minutes. I mean, like, seriously. Like, it's 20. I mean, I think with you, it was.
We called 911. We had that situation because I'm like, we are not the people that need to be deciding what to do about this because, I mean, if a kid loses a finger, it's not because we made the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. We're going to have people here who can take care of it. And so you're just sitting here and you're looking over there and there's the volunteer fire department. You're like, surely anytime someone's coming. And it's like, it was 15, 18 minutes. Close to 20 minutes. It's going to take some time. So you want some people there that have some level of training so you don't feel panicked as you're waiting for people to come.
Okay, I have a question and a suggestion.
You gotta talk about it.
Okay, so for my suggestion, for, like, I don't know if we can keep one at each campus, but I have, like, vacuum splints. Like in the training room, right? And I think that would be good to have at every campus so that if you have something like a compound fracture, you put the kid in that until EMS gets there, and then you don't have to worry about it moving, and you don't have to worry about trying to move them into a, like somebody trying to move them into a sling or something like that. And they're really easy to use, and I think it would be good. My question, I actually forgot, so now.
Would you be able to train each Mr. Merck team to do that, when to do it, that kind of thing?
Yes. Okay. And I can the vendor that I use, like, we can just order through them and they're not that expensive and they can be reused. Okay. As long as the hospital doesn't slice them open. Like, you know, cut them open. But yes, they can be reused.
Okay.
Slice is a bad word. Sorry, parents.
Do you have someone that has the Mr. Mert team that sees, like, okay, this person's responsible of this, but they're absent today, so this person needs to fill in?
Yeah, you always have, like, two backup people. And you really do look at, you try to look at people that you know are very rarely out, or these always have, you know, because You don't want to put somebody who's got little bitty kids, right, and their little kids are getting sick a lot and things like that. You don't want to have to worry too much about that, things like that. Yeah.
So
we always put two backups to whoever.
And then
so
someone's able
someone
to tell them, like, hey, they're absent.
This is
so
yours,
this server gets called, you're responsible.
So do you call it over the intercom?
Yes.
That was my question.
Yes. We call it over the intercom and our walkies.
Okay.
So like high school would be.
High school though, if you call it over the walkie, not all teachers have walkie,
right.
And not all. That's it'd be weird.
Yes.
We'd have to do both because not every room hears the all call, and not every.
So Mrs. Pruitt, we have Mrs. Pruitt. We're meeting tomorrow to do her MERT team. So we are actually doing hers tomorrow. So we haven't. She hasn't even been there yet.
Lisa, for instance, her office doesn't have the intercom. So like she wouldn't hear an all call, but she has a walk.
We don't have an intercom.
And
or
will,
we don't either. We don't
y'all don't have either. You can do it through Raptor.
Yes,
so
and so there is a way.
I was about to say, I think we can add
it. No, it can, it's already on there. It, I can't pull it up. Pull up your Raptor. You don't have Raptor? So on Raptor, it's called Medical Assist. Yes, and it's on there, and you push that, and then it's supposed to go out to.
You can set it up. I think it's set it up to certain people, or you can set it up for the whole.
Yeah, so we're still working on all of those.
What do you need from Shaq for this?
Well,
obviously, I'm biased. This sounds like a no-brainer. Like, I can't imagine. We have emergency responses for everything, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why wouldn't we have them for a medical emergency? But again, I'm biased because we have codes for everything, right? I can't imagine going into I'm a doctor, and I can't imagine going into a medical emergency without everybody knowing what my role is.
Yeah.
So, I love it. Probably naively thought we had that.
Well, what it has always been in the past is call Nurse Drake, and I'll be at whatever campus needs to be. But, you know, sometimes if it didn't happen at my campus, if it happened at dismissal, it could take me 10, 15 minutes to even get over there.
There's more things than just the medical assessment, right? You know what I mean? Involved. There's all the other things involved. So what do you need from Shaq for this? Do you need endorsement? Like,
well,
every campus, it sounds like it's going to have to work out their own.
Yeah,
process.
Really, we're trying to bring it to Shaq because it's for the health and stuff, and basically just seeing if we needed to add any more ideas to it, if anybody has anything else to add. But that'll be something that we'll bring up that says, like, you know, that we are doing this when we go and give our presentation at the board.
I think the processes probably have happened, but maybe not so organized.
Well,
somebody would go into the nurse's office because they saw it.
Sure, they figured out how to take care of it.
Well, the thing is that, well, a lot.
It's not the same on
right.
Campus, and it all depends on who you have.
Yes, but like even. But there's going to be someone that's going to be like, the nurse would go to it, but somebody's going to be grabbing her nurse bag to go, or she'll be grabbing her nurse bag, but somebody else will be getting the EpiPen, the CPR. Yes, we'll have all of that, because before it's just been like, you know, the principal is, okay, I'm going
to
call the parents. I'm calling, secretary's calling
911.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's been a lot of decision making on y'all, like in the moment, being like, hey, Macy, can you sit here? Can you call this one? Can you go grab this?
Because that's what we do. Yeah.
It would take a lot of like mental, you telling everybody.
And you lose lots of valuable time.
Yes.
And you send the child into a panic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's not intentional, but it's chaotic. And when there's not a plan.
Well, I can say, just being on a lot of the emergencies that I've been on and stuff, it's actually very pretty calm. Because when I went on that one with you, when I got called to go over there for that one, I was just like, I mean, usually the people that are in there are pretty much really, really calm with the kids. Now, afterwards, we all go a little crazy and stuff. But it's, I mean, you're very calm in there with this child, because we don't want them to panic. I mean, we've been on where they've had seizures, first time seizures or lots of seizures and stuff, you know, and it's very, I mean, you're calm about it and stuff. Afterwards, when you're riding to the hospital with the kids, you're like, oh my God, you know, this all happened. But it's usually a really pretty, it's pretty, I mean, when we had a kid cut their finger off at the weight room and stuff, I mean, I went there and the coaches are all, they knew exactly what they were doing. So it's amazing that everybody does know what they're doing.
Right. But just from a liability perspective, from an everything perspective, it's just good to have a plan.
Have a plan.
Another suggestion that I have, like by campus, for athletics, we have emergency action plans, and it literally lays everything out. Like if there's an emergency,
it has a map, here's the AEDs, here's, you know, so something like that with like, okay, Miss Beck's going to go get the AED, Miss so-and-so, you know, whatever, and that way it's on paper and everybody knows. And I think that
and that's what
you have it on, you know, written out.
Really, yeah, that's what we have. Yeah, like, I can actually show you.
I
have it.
Seems like that would help with after
presentation. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
And
yeah.
For,
so
and for practice.
And then, like Miss Beck was telling me, like what they had at Belton was on the back of their badge. It even had, like, everybody had it on the back of their badge that said exactly who does what all we're doing here. And so that's another thing. They said it's real easy to get that and stuff, that we can do it. But basically what we have written up is just, like, what all are we doing? Why would we call a Mr. Mert? And then who is the nurse bringing the orange emergency bag? Who's bringing the stop the bleed, the EpiPen, the AED? Because you don't know what you're going to. You know, so you're just bringing it all. And then, like, if the people that are there CPR trained, we don't need them, then they just go back to their classroom. Okay, thank you, you can. Okay, now go back and stuff. So, and it has everyone on there, and the principals decide who is going to have what thing.
Always words like 911. You're going to call 911 anytime you see this, this, or this. Then call you Mr. Murray.
Yeah.
So, right. Like, if you're out somewhere and you're like, no, I'm calling 911 first from my phone.
Right.
Somebody let them know in the office, right. And they'll call Mr. Murray. So, there, you do want people to understand that sometimes you're going straight 911.
Right.
And then there may be times that maybe you don't really need a Mr. Murray. But we always kind of erred on the side of caution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just go ahead and call it, because we can all go back.
You know how many codes we cancel in a hospital?
Yeah.
We'll call codes and then get there and be like, okay, never mind.
They didn't really need that. They're good.
You better call it.
Yeah.
And EMS can always come and not take the kid to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely they do. But when they do, you're glad they took them.
Which is, are the SROs in that?
The SROs, what did we decide on the SROs?
We did not. We didn't put ours in Belton simply because they were involved in a lot of other things.
Which I know.
Now, they would come anyway.
Right.
To direct traffic, and they're usually the ones that are telling 911.
Job. Like, we didn't put them down as a specific job.
Because I know we had we had an incident where an employee was possibly having a heart attack, and I know somebody from that location called 911, and I just happened to be there. I called our SRO at the time because he can get to people faster than 911 doing all the hops and jumps. And that seemed to work out.
Yeah, and then he
really
also
well.
Can tell us how far they're out.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, they're
just having
usually
them on scene somewhere quick.
On our Raptor, we did a medical assist at middle school without telling anybody to see who would come for it and stuff. And our SRO did come to that. So
they'll
he was on.
Come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but his went on.
We don't give them a specific
right.
job.
Right.
They may be in some
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To late for, yeah.
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 Did anybody have any questions about, I know high school, y'all don't really know too much about it because we haven't done y'all yet, but y'all will probably have, I've seen your name on there, so I know you have a job, Kaylee.
Congratulations.
On there. Yeah. So, did you have any questions about it or add anything? Okay. So the next thing that we'll talk about is, which we have never done this before, but we're going to have to. There's like a House Bill 496 or something. They about House Bill us to death sometimes. But this is Stop the Bleed that we have to offer to 6th to 12th grade students. It's going to be with parent permission. So parents have to opt in. It passed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to, with parent permission, so parents have to opt in, and we will probably have our SRO teach it during
stop
the bleed.
Like,
yeah, like how to use a tourniquet, how to do this, how to do that. If you've seen this happen, what would you do? Apply pressure. Yeah,
okay.
You know,
literally
like
stop the bleed.
And it, you know, we have to have it to work at the school every single year. We have to have it and stuff. But now they have decided that kids need it too from 6th through 12th grade. But it's going to be an opt-in. And so when we do opt-in, because we have to do aim for success. Y'all remember when we passed all that stuff? The parents have to opt in to be able to do that sex education for your students and stuff. So it's going to be the same thing when we have an opt-in fifth grade, because they are still having teachers, just like a couple of teachers. We do great with fifth grade. When it hits into sixth grade, we do not have a great, I mean, we send emails out and tell parents, you have to opt in, you need to send this in. It just, we have, it doesn't happen very often. People just don't do it. So I don't know, we haven't done it yet. We're going to do this in the spring for our 6th through 12th grade. We'll probably do it during Excel or something, and we'll have several classes for Stop the Bleed. So that is something that's going to be happening. So if you have anybody that ever asked you about it and stuff, be like, yeah, I heard about that. That's a house bill. They have to pass that. So have your kids opt in to do it. I mean, everybody, I mean, great. I mean, if something ever did happen, had more people to know how to use a tourniquet and stuff, and where equipment is.
Is there a different program, or is it going to be the same one that we get with the same?
It's going to be probably the SRO teaching it, but they haven't said that it needs to be as in detailed as ours. Mm-hmm. Is it might be a little bit more of how to use a tourniquet, hold pressure, mm-hmm. don't, you know, let go, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Not so much of,
I guess that information would be given before we would have to opt in.
Yes, and then that'll be Mr. It's trying to figure out what program that we're going to end up using, what we're going to show the kids and stuff, and then go through the school board, all that kind of stuff. So that's one thing. Bailey Marks is our new trainer. So you want to tell us, what do you want to tell us, Bailey, about, I mean, you've got all this great new equipment.
I know. I have, okay, do I need to stand up?
You do whatever you want to do.
Okay, well, I think I'll sit down. okay, so, well, I have a lot of new rehab equipment that I got because we just moved into the new high school. But something recent that we've done,
you can tell whatever you want to. Okay.
We recently had in the beginning of the year, we had an impetigo outbreak, and we recently had a staph outbreak at the high school among athletics. So we just got some wipe stands to go in the weight room and one in each of the locker rooms to wipe everything down.
I'm just laughing because boys are gross.
I know. Uh-huh. It was on the boys' side. So, okay. Anyways.
Sorry,
sorry. And then we also got like a plethora of Clorox wipes, Lysol spray. And then we have soap dispensers coming in to go in the locker room showers. And it's going to have Dial soap because the infections are coming from their turf burns. And they're washing it with their Axe body wash, and obviously that's not sufficient. So, that's something, that's one of the biggest things. And then I do have a suggestion that actually just came to my mind. Concussions, for athletics, there's programs that you can have the kids do on a computer at the beginning of the year. It's called baseline testing. And you can go through a program, or there's one that's an app that's like $3 a kid that includes their baseline test and their post-injury test. So instead of having to sit here and be like, okay, do you have XYZ symptoms, you know, whatever, you can give them the baseline test at the beginning of the year, and then if they get hurt and like you think they have a concussion, you give them the test again, and it compares their results. Mm-hmm. And it's a cognitive type test.
So it's not asking about symptoms, it's actually like making them react.
Yes,
and
yes, like, you know, like much where it's like press, looking. Like where it's like, a, you know, it flashes dots on the screen. Yeah. It's like only press the space bar for the red dot or whatever.
Just
like
the boys know what to say.
Yes, exactly.
And how many fingers am I holding up?
Right.
Yeah, which is.
Do you have a headache?
Right.
No. Do you feel nauseated?
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is something that it's going to test them, and they won't be able to, you're not going to be able to lie. Because it compares their to their normal. So
I love that.
Okay. That's really cool.
So you said that there's an app and it's about $3 a student?
It's $3 a student. Hold on, I'm about to get the name. Give me 2 seconds. It's called Sway. It's an app and it's $3 a kid. It includes baseline and post-injury test. So it's So we can.
What about the helmets? Do we feel like we've got good?
Yes.
Like the top of the line helmets for most. I know it was kind of an opt in. Like you can buy the good helmets yourself.
So I know that some of the kids are still getting the older Shut helmets. I think that's the brand. Just helmets are expensive.
They are.
So I mean, the Speed Flex is a good helmet, but it's also not the best for every kid. It just depends. But I think that, I know Coach Mullins was wanting to get maybe some of the Guardian caps, which go over the helmet. But we would, so he, I don't know how they're, what they're doing about purchasing those, like where they're going through. But those
can
are.
Can we just say that, like, if the boosters aren't able to pay for it, that I have no idea about price. But man, if you're going to be serious about protecting their brains.
Yeah.
And they've had.
Right.
Like, and you will have to force it because no kid's going to want to wear them because they're going to be like, that looks stupid.
Yeah.
But if you've had concussions, like,
yeah,
you're really prone to getting another one, even if you pass the test.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So I think at the minimum that, like, I would like to have it for everyone across the board because we had a lot of concussions this year.
Guardians or wait, which so
oh sorry, the guardian caps.
Okay.
And have them at minimum wear them for practice. Then that's one less time that they're, you know, they're at least protected with the head impact. But no, I'm a very big proponent of those, but I mean they're not cheap. So you know, we can't ask each parent to buy their own for their kid because not everybody's gonna be able to afford it.
Right. Right.
How much are they?
I think they're like $60 a cap, which is like,
it's way cheaper than trying to get a Speed Flex for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and like to me, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a no-brainer. I would get that for my kid.
Yeah, $70.
Yeah,
okay,
but not like everyone could afford
it
though. Yeah.
Just have $70 to spare.
Right. So I think that's something good though that we can do our, we can always give a recommendation, you know, for the SHAT committee, like this is something that we feel like that would be beneficial. Can the booster club give this or can the school help in that? That's something that we can bring up at the school board.
Not for every player.
What players are the ones, I don't know what players are the ones that
your offensive and your defensive linemen and those are like big ones I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Your linebackers. Linebackers, yeah.
They're big boys too.
Yep. And then
Hayden used to come home and tell me, there's some days I just don't know which one is my right or my left hand. And I was like, you have to stop talking. Like,
right.
Stop telling me these things.
Yeah.
Like, what did you just say?
Running back some because, you know, they're
getting hit hard.
Straight into the big guys.
Uh-huh.
Those are probably the big ones. And, Lisa, can you think of anybody else? Those are the big ones that I
would say running backs, linebackers, too. I would say,
yeah.
I mean, your quarterback shouldn't be getting hit in practice like that.
No.
you hope.
Tight end.
Mm-hmm. I think you can leave like the outside, like you can leave secondary.
Your DBs and
your
safeties.
Your receivers, I think.
You know,
so
or
I think you've had a concussion. Like if
if you're one that's having them continuously or has had one,
because a receiver could have a concussion.
Right. Yes,
and it's not impossible.
That's why I'm thinking like any instance.
Yeah,
but I think especially your ones that have been having.
Yeah.
Also, we often give the good stuff to the varsity because they do hit harder in general, but those little brains are still developing in middle school, like hardcore.
No, I agree.
And so even making sure, especially if they don't have the better helmets, like can we trade that off?
And then do we just stop there for varsity and JV, or do we say, oh, middle school really needs this too? I mean, where do we start?
That's what she said, and I think if we're going to do it, like, we need to do it program-wide across the board.
Well, we had middle school concussions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That were
and they're
really concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, I think we could start with an ask of all fit, you know, work back.
I think so too. So maybe you can get us some like prices or something.
Yeah.
Like what exactly do these cost and stuff?
Yeah.
Or maybe Mullins already has a lot of that already.
And looking at like how many that looks like, because you know some go both ways and stuff like that. Like how many kids would need them based on like position and past history.
Yeah.
Right. Some is better than nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we can get enough to put on everybody, like, you can never be too careful.
Yeah.
But if we can't, then yeah, I agree. We need to cover our linemen, people with previous concussions, and your linebackers and your tight ends.
Okay. Anybody else want to add anything to that?
I like that, Bailey. Thank you for looking for
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mass physicals. We're going to be doing those again this year in the spring. So I don't have exact details.
As part of Project Celebration, because I volunteered to find providers again. And we'll talk more. Because I really want to do some kind of sign up so we don't have a line of 40
people. Yeah, no, and that's so I'm going to work on so probably after Thanksgiving break or January, I'm going to work on putting a plan together so that one, I would like to have more than just two providers.
I would like to as well.
It's hard, yeah.
It's hard, I know. And then, like, just
I'll
have
volunteer
all the stations.
For 10 sessions. Like, yeah. I mean, I would like to have more too, but the problem is we don't, like, we just say, hey, we're doing them these 10 days, and everybody shows up to the first two
one
or something.
Day.
Like, they don't know.
Right.
So if we could do some, a sign-up genius.
Like a sign-up genius. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I am happy to volunteer to work with you on that.
Okay.
Okay. Mrs. Nolan wanted us to talk about the new equipment that y'all got for the elementary and the intermediate, some new playground equipment. Can you just sort of tell us about that? I don't know what it was. I'm not over there. That went away. That went away. Yes.
I would not leave the playground until
it was gone. Yeah.
No, it was a piece of old equipment, a favorite of all students. So it was
that dang windlass.
They were very
spinny thing.
It's only one spinny out there, but it's not connected to it.
I can't understand why I'm throwing up, but I was just on that spinny thing, like, you know. But I'm so sick to my stomach. Yeah. Yeah. But can you just tell us what y'all added? I don't really know. Oh, you don't know?
We added
a
new playground.
Yes, I think it was.
The biggest thing was the thick mulch.
There's
another spinny thing.
Yeah, did it? Wasn't it like
there's another spinny thing, but it's safer, correct? Like it's just like a different. But
it all depends on what you mean by
safe.
It depends what child.
No finger holes.
Yeah, I mean, isn't the new equipment? Isn't it more plasticky covered than? Than the other stuff where it was all metal.
Which is good because when it gets hot.
Y'all, I'm not gonna lie. I can't give you details.
Yeah. Yeah.
The biggest thing I
well they did
I get is there's like
and I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
no,
like
they had,
8 inches of mulch now.
They had.
I was not prepared to discuss the new playground.
So we bring that
sorry.
Up in the next meeting.
I
appreciate that. And we take all this around.
Okay, we got it. So they did add, so because they have so many kids, we have first through fifth grade that they ended up adding some more playground equipment, and we will talk.
It is beautiful.
They love it. They love it.
Kids, says there's lots of slides.
Lots of slides.
It's fabulous. It's pretty much all I can tell you.
Yes, fabulous. And thank you, whoever got that for us. So last year, if y'all remember, we did the Backpack Buddies. Remember, we had to do the food stuff. So Mrs. Andrews is going to give us an update on the Backpack Buddies and how many kids we're servicing still, all that good stuff.
Can you tell me what that is?
Yes.
So we started this last year when we started taking the Fridays off. So we send home a little bag with a microwavable meal and like a snack or whatever's donated to me. I'm able to just put a bag together for the kids that need it. And it's something easy that they can prepare at home by themselves. No matter the age, within limits, I guess. So we did that last year. It was a big success. We were able to choose a few families that really needed it and put together summer boxes for them. And we put, I put in like a recipe list in the box, with the, like the best way to use all the food in the boxes, where it could go the furthest, what to freeze, what to.
Y'all, it was so cool.
It was
she
good.
She made recipe cards and like shopped for all this stuff that would like, the recipe card specifically told them like basically how to get the most bang for your buck for each meal. Like it was so cool. There were so many different, like when you counted up how many meals were in that one box by the end of it, it was like.
And yeah, is this the so one that impressive. We had like, the staff did like some donations to you for that? So the it was like the staff donated and then Kayla went
and then
the grocery
I had,
shop.
Yeah. My Sunday school class donated a lot with different.
How do you determine like,
well, so it's from just teachers speaking.
And it's a lot of your counselors.
Yeah, anyone that's, like, on our radar, stuff like that. Also, I mean, we pull, like, I mean, we start with, like, our low SES, like, reports. We start with that. We look at, like, I mean, we kind of have a good idea of kids that have come to us that have needed, you know, things. So we start there.
You start broad and then narrow it down. Once it comes to the summer boxes, it was very narrowed down.
Yeah.
And so then it covered the whole family, and we were able to put in things like I got passes to the movies, passes to the jump park, but then the box covered enough for meals for the entire family. And then when you take into account the days of leftovers, which I had all on this list of what to do,
it was
over a month worth of food, so it covered.
Can you meal plan for me?
I know.
Yeah.
It was so cool, and it was so like, it was like something to follow too, where like if you didn't know, you could like take that and like buy the same stuff, and it would stretch really, like it was like you were using every last little thing. She did such a great job.
Yes, it's amazing.
Something like that for like Christmas break as well.
So the Helping Hands is doing that. Is that what's called, Helping Hands? You can go there and get a bag. We were just talking
they're
about
doing
that.
Yeah, like the food drives that we're all doing right now, they Helping Hands, basically, like if you go and show proof of living in Academy ISD and attending Academy ISD, they will provide a Thanksgiving meal and a Christmas meal. And we're also
ECC donate for our
ECC,
yeah.
Like how many cans?
Yes, how many cans did we donate?
I'm very proud to say that ECC donated over 3,000 cans.
Wow.
At our little campus. And I will tell you that when Helping Hands came today to pick up our food, they were pleasantly surprised. They were like, wow, but they were amazed and they were very, very grateful. Helping Hands is a wonderful ministry. So, yes, if you bring your proof of residence that you live, they service Academy, Holland, districts around us. If you just bring that, your proof of residence, they'll give them a whole meal with Thanksgiving sides, a whole Christmas meal. They are an amazing ministry that helps
and
our families.
Been putting those flyers in, like the food bags that we've given out, we've been putting those flyers in.
So they're aware
those
of
same
it.
Families are getting.
Okay. And we are, can I talk about
yeah.
that? Mm-hmm. Okay, counselors do a bee tree.
Yeah, I saw that email.
And so it will come out, and we are making sure that those families have the information about the Helping Hands.
Okay,
sometimes we do a meal. We have not really kind of talked about that or decided that, but we want to make sure that they know about the Helping Hands for sure.
So we've got about 10 a campus, give or take, some 8, some 12, but around 10 a campus. So we're looking at about 50 kiddos a week. Taylor's Valley was doing it. They did it all last year. I'm still waiting on them to get back with me to let me know if they're going to continue doing that or not. So I'm about to start reaching out to some other churches and see if they would like to donate.
Okay.
We're thinking about Vista, maybe the Methodist church here in Academy. They're really small, but the Baptist church is bigger, so they might be able to do that.
You should call Crossroads as well.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
Just because I think a lot of Academy people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what we were saying, Vista, Crossroads.
And so it's not, so when I was looking in, because we ran out of food, and so I was looking at going to Sam's myself and just buying so I could cover at least a week. We needed 48 minimum, and it was going to be about $60. So it's not, and that's just like basic. Like I would like to put more in there, but we could get away with spending $60 to $100 a week on the bags. And so it's not bad at all, especially if it's spread out between a couple churches.
Sure.
Well, Oh, if you need help, let me know. I didn't know anything about it, but if you do, like if you need help or need someone to go to Sam's or need,
you don't need to cover it yourself. Like I feel like if we put some, I don't know how to do it, but if we put something out there to the academy, just community too, moving people.
Just sort of like we did for the summer. I mean, just putting it out to the staff members and had enough to take care of that, which, of course, the church and stuff.
Yeah, the church gave the big bulk of it. So.
Yeah, Vista's really good about giving money to places. Like, they just did a sermon over it, you know, like saying how much they give. So then that would just be, like, your pot to go to, like,
Go
by. And like you said, if you put something out to just the staff, like, if you didn't want to put it out to the community so everybody knew about it, you just put something out to the staff, like,
I just really hate y'all being the same ones that always give.
I know, like at Vista, like sometimes we have where everyone just brings a dollar, like over the three church services, everybody just brings, and they really and truly do not want you to do over a dollar. Like just bring a dollar, everyone bring a dollar. And it's amazing what they do. So we can always reach out to the church and be like, is there any way that we could do one of those dollars that would go to Academy ISD and what we're wanting to do and just sort of tell them about it? Because it's usually like when they do that, they're buying someone a laptop because they need it for their work. They're paying for their rent. Doing stuff like that to help bless them.
Staff, like, put something out in the community. I am happy to throw it on Facebook and Instagram or whatever. Yeah.
Sometimes I think that. And seeing what, and that would be, and seeing that would be good because that's coming from our community member, not just our staff, like begging for stuff all the time. You know, it's like we're always begging for everything. Like, give a donation, give this.
Wonder if we shouldn't do a grant from the Academy Education Foundation because people are already giving to the foundation. And whatever, so for next year, not this year.
Yeah.
That would be
I like this, like, the idea of having something there. So, because the thing is when something comes to you, like, when something comes and is, like, presented to me and I realize there's a need, like, you don't have time to figure out.
It's even like when kids are needing.
Just, like, go shopping.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. I know y'all do that.
So that would be
when
so
a kid's
nice
needing a backpack, like,
have it set up. Just, like, you know where to go. That's a really good idea.
But we've even done this with kids that need a backpack or something. Be like, Macy, can you run to Walmart and go get a backpack?
The foundation is also, I always get the things wrong, 403C, B, 5, 10, whatever, all those letters and numbers that make it tax exempt. So people might be more potentially. No, I think people give anyways no matter.
Yeah, but it's because they're big. When you have a receipt that you can write on.
It is handy. Yes.
Did any of the other counselors, did y'all want to add anything?
No, we collected well at our campus. We had a little competition go for 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We had about 900 something boxed items, 500 something cans, and then $521 that we're going to use towards turkeys that we're going to donate back to Helping Hands because they will take the donation of a turkey as well for Christmas dinners. So
that's awesome.
We'll take those turkeys and we go get those after Thanksgiving and
I was so impressed with our whole entire district. It was so much fun because I know that she was at Dollar General trying to make her class win, you know, so at the last minute. And I know I was calling Amanda, go spend $50, go do this.
It's still healthy.
Yes.
I had 4th and 5th grade competing against each other, so then it just made it even more fun. Like,
Ours is still going on through today. Like, I don't know how it's, but I just got a picture of another huge, like, shipment and Helping Hands already pick them up, so now we're gonna have to make another trip out there, but it's a good thing. So I don't have our numbers yet, but
did the counselors need to add anything else? Did y'all want to talk about anything?
I see on here impact counseling.
Well, I didn't know if y'all wanted. We had talked, remember Tiffany last year about the impact that about we had really talked about that a lot last year and stuff. Are they still coming to our school?
Still same,
and then
same setup. And they're seeing kids and it's going great.
Okay.
We have a new person this year, but she.
How many kids are they serving?
You know, I haven't looked at the numbers, so I wasn't prepared for the numbers, but I can bring that next time. We have it. Like, we have access to see the numbers and how many, but... Sorry, I'm right with you.
But I feel like I pull, like, 8 kids a day for her.
About. Yeah, I give her, like, she has, a rolling in a list, and we are referring.
And I mean, more than ever, after the public health, whatever it was, like, a ton of people lost Medicaid.
Right.
And so there's a lot of people that have no coverage.
Well, and I'm so thankful for our district to have it because I think parents appreciate it because they don't have to take off of work. Like, they're not taking off of work, but they're still getting a quality therapy,
Saying,
too. Like, that's a great service.
Zero coverage. I mean, you think we have coverage. Behavioral health is still usually not covered well.
100%.
But when you got nothing, it's just not an option.
Sure.
So it's amazing.
We have several kids that await her being there and want her and are coming down and ask at the high school at
intermediate too. They love coming down.
They really they've grown fond of our current one, but.
Do we have any anything that we want to add? Like, anything that we didn't cover that you're like, oh, I really want to bring this up and I want to add this to our agenda? Talk about anything. Anything?
I have something that I would like to add. On the athletic side, again, I just keep thinking of things. Through the coaches portal, UIL, the coaches portal, there's like certain compliance that coaches are supposed to be up to date to, and we don't have an athletic director to go over that, so just, I don't know if anybody has any ideas about who, I mean, I'll do it, I don't know, but I don't know if they're compliant, and so they have all these like concussion training, CPR, first aid, XYZ.
Is that something that Mrs. Baker keeps up with at all, the athletic secretary anything?
We could ask her if she wanted to, but that wasn't in her original.
To have delegated responsibilities in lieu of hiring.
I'm sure there's somebody looking at that, but I don't.
Okay. I'm not saying it's being done. I'm just saying the school board, when they decided not to hire one in the interim, they had to have a delegation of responsibilities of an AD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to. So, I bet there's somebody. We just need to ask Calvin or somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to ask help.
I saw him today and I just forgot to ask.
That's a good, that's a really good point, Bailey. Like, we just need to make sure that we're in compliance with all that stuff and we can prove it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially when, like, I'm only one person. So, like, if something happens or, like, I don't cover middle school basketball and volleyball, so if something happens there, you know, I just want to make sure, like, if somebody does CPR or provides first aid or, you know, there's a concussion that they've been trained and we can prove it. And
good call.
That's
important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we will find out about that. Anything else? Nope. Okay. We want to adjourn? Who wants to motion that?
Motion we adjourn.
Okay. Who wants to second that?
Second.
Okay. All right.
Oh, right, we forgot Coach Vail's stuff.
No, you can bring it to me. Okay, I'm going to turn this off.